On Tuesday morning, I was at St. Joseph's Abbey and Seminary College doing some work with the rector in preparation for some formation conferences that we're going to give to the seminarians who are studying to become priests in the next few years. And on my way back to Holy Rosary, I received a phone call from one of our parishioners who was excited, and she just wanted to tell me a glory story. And so I'm always up for good news, and I said, yeah, tell me what's going on. And she said, well, this morning, one of our parishioners, Miss Chris Cieno, she went to the pit stop with her grandson, and when they got there, she overheard a conversation that a woman was having with someone who worked there, and it seemed like the woman was in distress. The woman appeared to be very poor. She was not dressed in fine clothes. She was barefoot. Her feet were dirty. She had a baby with her. And so Miss Chris walked up to the woman and said, ma'am, it sounds like you need some help. Can I take you to my church, to Holy Rosary? We have this place called the Full of Grace Cafe. We can help you. We can get diapers for the baby. We have a food pantry. We can get you some coffee and a warm meal. We have a lot of other services we can provide for you. Do you want to come with me and my grandson? And the woman consented, and she got in Miss Chris's car, and Miss Chris drove her and her baby here to Holy Rosary. And they came into the cafe. When they came in the cafe, we showed her the barbershop and the hair salon where we could do her hair. We got her coffee. The people working in the food pantry began to provide her with groceries, blessing bags, a meal. And then Karen, who is the director of the cafe, invited the woman to pray. Can we pray with you? Can we not just offer you material things? Can we not just feed your body, but can we feed your soul? And so Karen, along with Rainey and the deacon and many other people who were in the cafe, began to pray with this woman. Now, another one of our parishioners, Celeste, that morning woke up and spent time with Jesus in prayer. And as she was praying with Jesus, she was drawn to reflect on feet and how we should adorn the feet. Now, Celeste came to Holy Rosary that day because she was going to go shopping for one of her friends who wanted something from the gift shop that is only here because Mr. Don and his crew worked tirelessly for months to put that gift shop together. Well, she got here a little bit early, so her and her son were hanging out in the courtyard. And then when Celeste walked into the cafe, Karen invited her to come and pray. Come and pray with us, with this woman. And so she joined them in prayer. She didn't know what she was praying for. She just went to go pray. And as she's praying, she opens her eyes, and the first thing she sees is feet. Now, feet is what she was praying with that morning. So Celeste began to cry, and she perceived the Holy Spirit invite her to take off her shoes, to take off her socks, and to give them to this woman who was barefoot and whose feet were unclean. This woman received the gift. Miraculously, she wore the same size shoe as Celeste. It's a perfect match. This woman's life was changed. If just for a moment she was given the dignity and the respect that God has for her, she was seen by brothers and sisters the same way that God sees her. She was loved by the people of God the same way that Jesus Christ loves her. And the only reason this woman and her baby, they were able to perceive and receive that kind of love from Celeste and from Rainey and Deacon and Karen, was because all these members of the body played their role. If Miss Chris would not have gone out into the community and been concerned with somebody off this campus in the community, then that woman would have never had the opportunity to receive the love she received Tuesday morning. If the parishioners at Holy Rosary did not participate in the festival, which got us the money to put the cafe together, then Miss Chris would have had nowhere to offer the woman to go. Right? I can't take you to a cafe because there is no cafe. If Karen decided, well, I'm not going to show up and open up the cafe, then all the things that we provide would not be given to the poor and the needy in our community. If Rainey would not have volunteered this morning to be available, and if Deacon would not be present, then some of the things that we do serve in the cafe would not be offered. Right? Each member played their role because each person embraced the place that God had for them in this season of their life, someone's life was changed. Someone was able to experience, if just for a moment, the love of God. We don't know what happened when this woman left the cafe, but we do know that a seed has been planted, and she now knows, I have a place where me and where my baby are welcome to come. We're welcome to come and to join at the table at this church. In today's first reading, Moses invites Joshua to go and to summon some men to join him in battle. And Joshua, obedient, agrees. And he goes out to battle for that which is true and good and beautiful. He goes out to battle for justice, for freedom, for God. And as Joshua is battling with his brothers against people who were trying to oppress them, what does Moses do? Moses prays. The place that God had in store for Moses was not to go out in battle. The place for Moses was to intercede. And so Moses raised up his hands like this. What shape was Moses in? The cross, cruciform. He was in the shape of the cross as he was praying for Joshua and the men who were in the battle, doing their role. As Moses was praying in the shape of the cross, he began to proclaim the name Joshua. 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 Joshua means God saves. Joshua is the name Jesus. If you've ever seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, what does Mary call Jesus? Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeshua means Joshua. Moses proclaimed the name Jesus in the form of the cross. As he participated in his place, Joshua and his men were able to thrive in their battle. They were able to bear much fruit in their efforts. But this is not a comfortable position to pray in. This is difficult. The Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy, the order that St. Faustina was a member of in that congregation, whenever they gather together throughout the day to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, they pray in the shape of the cross. This is very difficult if you pray like this for 30 minutes to an hour. So Moses now, very uncomfortable, is praying, but he's getting weak. And as he gets weak, he begins to drop his arms to his side. When his arms are no longer raised up in intercessory prayer, Joshua and his men begin to lose the battle because Moses is not doing his part. So to help Moses be faithful to his place in the body, in the community, Aaron comes and Hur comes, and they begin to uphold him. They hold him accountable. They support him. And as long as they were able to support him with his arms raised out like this, and he was able to proclaim the name of Jesus, Yeshua, Joshua, the battle was able to be won. They were able to find freedom because each member played their role. Each member embraced their place. If Joshua would have said, you know what, Moses, I'm not going to go battle today. Right? I just don't feel like going out to the battle. Moses could have prayed all day long in the shape of the cross, proclaiming the name Yeshua, but they would not have won the battle because Joshua was supposed to be in his place doing his work. If the men that Joshua invited to battle would have said, yeah, you know what? Not today. We have other things to do. The battle would have not been won because he was specifically instructed to gather other brothers to battle with him. If Aaron and Hur said, yeah, you know, we want to go battle today. We want to be a part of the victory. We want to be with our band of brothers. Then they would have not been in the place that God had in store for them. The place that was for them was not on the field battling. Their place was to support Moses, to hold him accountable. Because they embraced their place, they were able to help him embrace his place as a necessary intercessor. Each member has a role to play. It's not about being where I want to be or doing what I want to do. It's about embracing the spot that God has for me. Not what I think is best for the community, but what God tells me is best for me to do in the community. Some of the roles in today's scripture were roles that were well known, and other people that were necessary to win the battle, their names will never be known. No one's ever going to know who they are, but God knows. Some people are called to a ministry that might be very attractive. Some people might be called to a ministry that might leave and receive a lot of affirmation from others in the community. But other people are not called to be in the spotlight. Other people are called to be behind the scenes, and their work behind the scenes is just as important as those members of the community whose works are visible. Every single one of us is called to a specific place. Some of those places might be easy to enter into and to lean into, and some of those places that we're invited to walk in might be very difficult. It might be very hard to endure, but nonetheless, we are called to embrace them. As I was praying with the Old Testament reading, I was drawn to the New Testament, the Gospel, where Jesus performed his very first public miracle. He turned water into wine. And this miracle only happened because his mother, Mary, went to a wedding with him, and she was aware. She was aware that the wedding party ran out of wine. She was attentive to this reality, and she knew that this would have been very embarrassing for people to be at this wedding function and there's no wine. That is just not okay. And so what did Mary do? Did Mary go and get jugs and fill them with water and then bring them up? No, that was not her place. That was not her role. She went to Jesus. She made Jesus aware, hey, Jesus, this is what's going on. Then she went to the servants and she said, do whatever my sons tells you to do. She connected them with Jesus. And because they were now connected with Jesus, they were able to listen to him and do what he said to do. He said, fill those jugs with water. Here's the thing. Sometimes we hear the gospel and we're like, well, that wasn't much. Just putting water in jugs. If you've ever been to Cana in Galilee, what you'll notice is these jugs were not small jugs. They were big. They were heavy in and of themselves without having water inside. The wedding at Cana in Galilee was on the top of a hill. The place where the water was located was the bottom of this hill. So these servants had to do a difficult task. It was not easy of carrying these jugs down the hill, filling them with water, and then bringing them back up the hill. They not only filled the jugs with water, but they filled it to the brim. They didn't just put some water in, they filled it to the top. Water was overflowing. This was not easy, but that's the role they were called to play. And because they then brought the jugs of water to Jesus, he performed his first miracle, water into wine. This miracle was only brought about because each person played their part. If those servants would have said, you know what, man, we hear you, Jesus, but we don't want to do that. That's heavy. That's difficult. That's hard. We might pull out a muscle in our back. The miracle would have not taken place. God did the miracle, but not without the cooperation of the servants. The servants were able to do the miracle because Mary brought them into relationship with Jesus. If the servants would have filled the water halfway, would a miracle still have taken place? Yeah. But it would not have been as great of a miracle as it was because they filled it to the brim. So more people were able to experience the gift. Every member has their role to play. And every member in this community, likewise, has our role to play. God wants to continue to bring about life-changing, transformative miracles in this community. God wants people in our geographical boundaries of Holy Rosary Catholic Church to know his love, to feel his love, to taste his love. But the only way the people in our community are going to be able to tangibly encounter Christ in all the ways that He wants for them too, is if we say yes to embracing the place that God has for us in our walk toward eternity. Not the space I want to enter into, but the space that God has ordained for me in this season of my life. If we can all say yes to those spaces and places that God has in store for us, whether they are visible or invisible, seen or unseen, noticed and praised and thanked or never thanked at all. If we can embrace those places, then people in our community will be able to join us in encountering Christ, an abiding and personal relationship with Jesus. And if we can together abide in relationship with Jesus Christ in this life, then we together can remain in total communion with God in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity.